Sabaeans fell upon servants and slew them with the edge of their sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you.
The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you.
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
The Chaldeans formed three companies and made a raid upon the camels and took them, and slew the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine at their eldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are all dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
And then Job was afflicted with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took up a shard of broken pottery with which to scrape himself, and sat among the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
"You speak as one of the foolish would speak. Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?"
Now, when Job's three friends, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, heard of the evil that had come upon Job, they made an appointment together to come and condole with him and comfort him.
And when they saw him from afar, they did not recognize him, and they raised their voices and wept.
And they sat with him on the ground for 7 days and seven nights. No one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his suffering was very great.
After this, Job finally spoke.